Whether you're buying or selling, check with Homestead Realty in Marion, Kentucky. Broker Darren Tabor has been a realtor here for more than 20 years. When you're looking for a home or that perfect place to build, maybe just a farm, call Darren Tabor at Homestead Realty.
Coach Darns, we're at the halfway point of the season for Crittenden County. This week we have a nearby foe, Union County, a team we're accustomed to seeing year after year. They come into this game undefeated, and it's kind of hard to read this team because the teams that they have beaten so far have 4 wins between them. So two of them doesn't even have a win this year. So how do you read this team?
Chris, I can tell you we played them in the passing league, and we know the athletes that they have, and I tell you what, they're a team that I think that's big up front. They can run the football. They have a kid by the name of Bledsoe that is their mainstay running back. But then they have another kid that comes in that by the name of Savage. He's fast. I mean, he's a quick little shifty running back, and so
transfer student.
Transfer, and mm-hmm. and so. He gives some spark to him. The Bledsoe kid is going to he's an athlete as well, but he's going to try to run over you, and the Savage kids are going to try to run around you. And then I think really their strength is their passing game, and their quarterback, he does a great job of running the football.
Jacob Winters,
and when he does run it, he's a quick running back as well. So, they're very athletic at receivers. I watch them. They go up and they make the plays and they catch the football. They throw the ball deep down the field. Number one is a Hutchinson kid. He's an outstanding. He's quick. He also does returns for him. Logan Thomas, number 11. He's a great receiver, and then they have Dalen Ricketts, and he's shown us that he's very athletic and very tough kid. So it's really going to be a test for us. We're really going to have to make sure that we execute. We're going to have to make sure that we take care of the football and do the things that we're coached to do and get after them in order for us to have a chance to win this ball game.
And defensively, the people I know over at Union County tell me they feel like they're better defensively than they are offensively, and all those skilled kids are playing on their side of the ball, a lot of them are. But then also, they've had 15 interceptions in 4 games. So you put it up, and we put it up a lot, you put it up, and they're out there looking for
it. They're going to get it. They're very athletic. And number 11 is the one I think plays center field more times than not, Logan Thomas. And Hutchinson does as well, and
then you have Dalen. Interceptions between them.
Yeah, and so I really think that they test you. They play man coverage and put one guy in the center of the field, so they play man free. We're just gonna have to execute. They're big up front. They're very athletic. They're very strong. Marquelo King, I think, is the one that leads that. Leads the front to form. He's a big physical specimen out there. And then they have a linebacker, Lincoln Sist, that is their, I believe, leading tackler. And he's just so quick. He stands at the line of scrimmage and he flies around to the football. I think that they're going to be tough. We're just going to make sure that we keep them off balance and keep them confused all night long.
And this is a game that we're coming off, obviously, a big win against Webster County last week, 48-7 win. And that's the same team that Union County now. It's hard to get a read on that particular score, opponent in common.
Well, I don't do that, Chris, because at any given time, I mean, one matchup for one school is different.
Union County beat Webster County 49-0.
It's very difficult to gauge. I think it was Mason County that they played the first ball game, and
Marion County.
So I mean, so it's very difficult to gauge that. But matchups in any given night are you know, stats doesn't say everything all the time. You have to go out there and you have to play the ball game. You have to play it with intensity and aggression. You know, what I do know is that they selected us for homecoming, and you know, we know what that means. And so we're going to make sure that we're motivated and excited to play this ball game and go out there and do the things that we have to do in order to win the ball game.
You know, in comparison this year, of course, we're a passing offense. We've passed for 1,093 yards, and they've passed for 653. So good bit more passing yards for us.
Yeah, but they run the football too.
They've run for 781 and us 472. So by comparison, it kind of lines up there. They're 4-0. We're 2-2 on the season. We've scored 151 points, and they put up 173. They've only allowed 41 while we've allowed 127. So maybe some of that information where a scouting report we're getting the defense is better is accurate.
Well, I mean, they are a good football team. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're aggressive football team. They beat Madisonville North, and I think that Madisonville was a solid team. So you got to give them credit. I mean, they're a good football team, and you know they have a chance, I think, to contend for their district title. So I mean, anytime you do that with that district, I think they're a good football team. So we just have to wait and see. It's just gonna come down to whether or not that we execute, and I think more importantly than anything else, whether or not that we take care of the football and understand that we have to protect the football.
Any injuries this week on the football team? How's anything from practice this week you picked up?
No, I mean, you know, we're healthy, we're fine. We still getting better, still improving. We still have some young kids that are in the starting roles, and they're improving each week. And it's good to see those kids because
who are they?
Well, it's Cade McAllister, started linebacker, and Ian Ellington started a guard. And as I said before, those two kids have a passion to play the game. They play it the way it's supposed to be played, and it shows out on the field, you know. And they have a pride when they put the helmet on and the things that they do, and that's what you have to have. If you have pride in what you do, you're gonna do it a whole lot harder than if you don't. So, you know, I think those young kids have that, and not saying that the older kids don't. It's just when you're young and fresh and you know, you're trying to impress people, then, you know, they do it a little bit harder. So it's exciting, and we got a chance to win this ball game, and we just have to go out and do it.
We got a great defensive effort last week. It kind of made the headlines as far as, you know, just really stifled everything Webster tried to do. This is going to be a different team, but obviously we have to get a good defensive effort out of those same front guys, our front three up there, like they gave us last week, and if they can perform, that's going to be a big difference, isn't it?
Hey, you know, the biggest difference is Union County's linemen are a little bit better than what Webster County's linemen were. I don't think that our front three is going to get free like they did last week, so that's going to mean that our linebackers are going to have to make sure that they're flying around, scraping over top, and getting to the football and making plays. And you know, they were upset last week because the linemen were making the plays. Now it's
in
time
the backfield.
This week.
Yeah.
This week, they should make the plays. And so when you do that, they have to be in the right place and have to play down the hill. So, you know, we have to expect a big game from our linebackers. And, you know, I'm telling you, when they throw the football, I mean, they do it well. And we just have to make sure that we understand our zones, our drops, and the people that are in there and what they're trying to do to us. So it's going to take a special effort for us to get the job done. But I think the kids are ready to do that, and they're ready for the challenge.
This is a team, Union County, that we've had trouble with historically. Crittenden County 6-24 all time in the series, and we've lost four straight. Last time we beat them was 2012 here at Crittenden County. And this year, or through your career, you're 5-8 against this team. So it's obviously been a formidable opponent all throughout history, and you've been around for a great part of the Crittenden County football history, as we know. We're halfway through your final season. Are you starting to reflect any more on that?
Well, I mean, Yes and no. I mean, it every game that goes by is one game closer to finishing, and you know, being the end here, and I think about that, and you know, it's emotional. I really love it. I enjoy what we do, and you know, this will be 50% of the regular season will be over with, and so you know, but I savor the memories. I savor the things, the relationships that I've had with players and coaches throughout, and you know, that's important to me. And you know, I got a visit from Charlie Johnson this weekend. He was home from Knox College, and you know, how excited he is and to be playing football at Knox. And you know, and I reflect that's you know, that's why I go into this. That's why I went into coaching, is to see how athletics can make a difference in kids' lives, and it has in his, and hopefully it continues with that and others. So, you know, it's coming down towards the end, but you know, like I said before, it's you know, it's exciting for us and kind of bittersweet.
I know there's going to be a big event they're planning toward us. I'm reading, I'm sure you're seeing it too on Facebook. They're trying to get a lot. I think there's a
trying I haven't seen anything. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I hope I'm not letting the cat. I think it's an event trying to get some of your old players to come back to the games and stuff. And
yeah, that'd be good. Know, it'd be good to see some of those guys.
Trying to pick a particular week and have them all back. But
well, that's good.
Something else I wanted to mention too is, of course, Hunter Boone. We know he's throws it around a lot, and he's on target to break probably all the school passing records at some point, just being a junior. But he's really creeping in on a couple right now. That's held by Nick Castiller. And Nick, of course, is on your coaching staff. Comes in from Missouri every week.
Absolutely.
Drives in from Columbia, and then he's, you know, he's excited to be on the sideline. And, you know, every game, he's right down there. He's keeping Hunter's stats, and he's wanting him to break.
Oh, absolutely.
He's so tickled for him. But
yeah, this, absolutely. He cares about the program. He and Noah Dickerson drive in from Western.
Yeah.
Just to be on the sidelines, so to be part of it. Absolutely. I mean, it's great. I mean, it shows a camaraderie. It shows the passion that these kids have for the program, former players as well, you know, wanting the program to do have success and kids to have success. You know, otherwise, why is he so excited that Hunter has a chance to break his records, you know? So, I mean, it just shows, and those guys, Noah Dickerson and Castiller and Mason Myers, who also helps that played last year, I mean, you know, I mean, they really do a great job and provide a lot of support, and I mean, just does a great job for us, and we appreciate that.
And this is some records here that will probably be broken this week if all things are like they had been. And Hunter only needs 6 passing completions to tie Nick Castiller's record of 234 for a career. So. He's 7 completions away from holding that record, his own career reception record. And then he's 18 attempts away from tying Nick's 449 career attempts. So 2 records keep an eye on this week. We knew Hunter.
I expect both of those to get
be shattered. Yeah. First half maybe, because Hunter's averaging what, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 28 to 30 passes a game, I guess, somewhere in that neighborhood. And completions have been way up there, higher than 6. So. Great job. Of course, his receiving core just, I think, gets better and better every week. You know, it seems like Ethan Dossett has proven every game that he's a 100-yard a game receiver. But then you've got these other guys that are coming on too, and Peyton Riley got
Peyton
back.
Riley came back, and you know, got some action for first time back, and he's exciting. He's a very capable receiver, sure hands. So we're glad to have him back. You know, you have Mason Hunt that's also. Mm-hmm. You know, come back and is from leaving us before. He's doing a great job.
Cody Bell,
and you also have Brandon Lamey, and then Gavin out of the backfield in play action. So, I mean, we really have some guys that can catch the ball. And Castiller can come in and play receiver, and Mitchell Joyce can come in and play receiver, and then you have Tyler Boone that can also, as a young kid, can come in and play receiver as well as. Caden McAllister that can come in and play. So I mean, we have very capable receivers.
A lot of skilled players now, and that's great to see. And a lot of them being young bodes well for the future. Coach Starnes, is any particular facet of the game this week? I know it's, as a head coach, you have to look at it all. The defense really seemed to have stood out last week. Special teams have kind of been up and down at times this year. What could make or break this game this week?
Well, I think the big thing for us is whether or not the defense allows big plays. I mean, they're going to get some yardage. We're going to understand that. But we need to make them earn it, where you maximize their chances of error and mistakes the more snaps that they have. If they make big plays and we give up big plays on defense, then we're going to struggle. And I think also special teams. I think kickoff return, and punt return, those areas in special teams will make a big difference for us.
And you are the special teams head coach. Right?
I am the special teams coordinator.
Coordinator.
Yeah. They don't put head coach in front of me anymore. It's coordinator. We have three coordinators on this team, Dad.
All right, well, this is the Coal Bowl, as it used to be known. Of course, all those guys used to work together in the coal mines, but now it seems coal mining is not what it used to be. But there still are a lot of them who do. A lot of camaraderie between the two communities, so look forward to going over to Union County this week.
And remember, it's going to be their homecoming, so come on, support them.
Yeah. That's is that on the bulletin board over at the football office?
Absolutely. In the locker room, each locker.
All right, Coach Starnes, thank you as always. We'll see you Friday night over at Morgan Field.
All right, buddy, thank you.
And don't forget today's sponsor, Homestead Realty, Darren Tabor, broker.